Hi, this is Mara, and I'd like to take you on a guided journey to celebrate the summer solstice. I recommend that you light a candle. Whenever I do spiritual work, anyone who's worked with me knows, I highly recommend having a candle burning while you are doing the work. It helps give any energy you've released or stirred up a place to be consumed, transmuted, neutralized, so it can be available for some good purpose later on. I also recommend that you smudge yourself. You can use sage, Palo Santo. If smoke doesn't work for you, you can use a feather or a rattle. This helps clear your energy and prepare you to go into ceremony. Then decide if you're going to lie down or sit up in a chair or sit up on the ground. If you sit up, it helps you not fall asleep. If you don't have a problem falling asleep, or you don't mind if you do, then lie down. Get nice and comfortable. Give yourself a space and time to do this where you can not be interrupted and can relax, letting the guides take you where you need to go. Once you've gotten yourself into that perfect little nest, start the recording again, and we'll get into your journey. Ancestors, call upon you now. We honor your ways and hope to open up that space in our hearts that remembers you. Aho. Winds of the south, we call to you now, to Sachamama, great serpent. For it is time to do another shedding of old wounds, old skins, and welcome the fire within. Aho. Winds of the west, Otorongo, jaguar. We welcome you to help us on this day of the shortest shadows to also welcome the night and the morrow as we resolve what has been in the past. Aho. Winds of the north, ancient ones, grandmothers and grandfathers, we stand here ready to listen, ready to feel, to embrace, ready to remember. Hummingbird, royal hummingbird, help us find this moment so precious, so alive, where we can be with ourselves and all that our soul has brought to this earth. Aho. Winds of the east, eagle and condor, we welcome you as our light guardians, our heart openers, our wing spreaders, and our long vision. Help us see far into the future, only to the place where our heart sings. Help us be in compassion. Be with us. Aho. Mother Earth, Pachamama, we stand upon you. We sink roots into you and we call to all our relations, plant people, stone people, finned, furred, and feathered, two-legged, four-legged, many-legged. We are all part of the same tribe. We all belong here together. Aho. Great Spirit, Father Sun, Grandmother Sky, Grandmother Moon, Grandfather Sky, and Great Star Nation, come join us. Be with us. We call to you to help us find this container of love in which we can do our work. Aho. Take a deep breath. Feel feeling yourself completely empty. Hold with that emptiness. And then draw another deep breath. Feeling yourself dip even lower into that emptiness, into that peace and that quiet that is the natural state of the being. One more deep breath. And you feel your consciousness spreading out along the curves of the earth around you, as if your soul is water that pours upon the land. You as water sink into the earth, percolating through the layers of the earth, feeling your being sink into not just the earth, but into time itself, rejoining the river of time that flows beneath the surface of the earth. As you join the consciousness of the river and you feel the presence of other souls around you, you all celebrate this unique connection you share, no matter the origin points of your own individual soul, the different places you've lived on the surface of this planet. Together, we are all connected in the waters of life. Flowing along this river, you come to a place in time where you were part of a great tribe, a loving clan, connected spirits who lived close to the land, knew the seasons, felt the changes, lived life by the cycle of the moons, the seasons of the earth, and the fires of the sun. Know the people, remember the times. Rise up through the land to be in that time again. A time of celebration, of life, of power. The power of the sun to bring forth the life from the land, to make the blood run through the body hot and sweet. You rise up into the land, you remember a time and a place where you were with your own tribe, your people, and you celebrate it. You celebrate it together. As part of this celebration, you actually walked away from this group of wonderful people, of celebratory fires. You walked away from it to take your own private path through the forest or along the beach, down the side or up the side of a mountain, but your own private path to step away, to have your own personal experience. You came to a place where the rocks on the ground began to look like shining sparkles of light. And you knew you'd come to a sacred place. You knew you'd come to where you could touch the sun, feel the earth, and welcome your own personal guides into your life, into the moment, into communion with you. So you found a place to sit down, to allow the journey to unfold. In that place, as you breathed and synced up with the vibration of the land around you, you began to hear the things of the land, of the world, that we don't hear unless we really stop and listen. The sound of the animals around you. Maybe the crickets in the rocks, the birds in the sky, water flowing by. And the waters of life that flow through you. As you became very attuned to what was happening around you through your own ears, through your own sensations of vibrations, become aware of a presence before you, one of your own personal spirit guides. Animal, ancestor, someone comes in presence with you, and you feel their hand on your forehead, their paw on your forehead, their wing on your forehead. And as they touch you, a light from their being transfers into you, a beautiful bright light like a star. As it opens up within you and begins to glow within you, in your mind, in your third eye, you feel the warmth expand through your entire mind, refilling the empty spaces. Revitalizing the places where you're tired. Illuminating the shadows that have held fear and pain, anger, loss. Healing as it glows and grows through you. Let this light glow. Grow bigger and bigger inside of you until it pours out through your pores, through your skin, through your entire body. It's glowing through you and out of you, all around you. And you feel it now. You feel it. You are not just in your body. You are literally inside the center of the sun. You can hear and feel the roiling of the gases, the plasma, the shifting, and you can feel the consciousness of the sun as you are right in the middle of it and it's completely permeating every bit of you. You are connected. You are a part of this star family. As you experience the sensations of this, your entire being glows with the different colors of light as it's broken down into its various wavelengths. You're red, you're violet, you're blue, you're yellow, you're green, orange. There are all the colors at the same time shooting through you. And as this happens through your entire being, it happens to your soul. Parts of you that have stopped being here come back in great waves of light, impacting you like a solar wind. Boom, boom, boom. And you breathe them in. Welcoming the fullness into your soul as you become even more powerful, even more full with your own energy, powered by the sun. You feel yourself being swirled now through the sun, gentle spirals that get bigger and bigger, wider and wider. until you come out to the very edge of the sun and you burst through in a great beam of light that takes you all the way back as you are shot through space and back to Earth, back to the celebration that's been happening with your tribe, back to the party, the fires, the laughing, the dancing, the fun. Dance, play, have fun, land with everybody else as they all are full with their own sun, as they all glow right in front of you, their beauty just shining forth, making you feel this connection to your tribe, connection to the sun as it glows in its strength, connection to the waters of the earth as they're cleansed by this joy, and connection to your own joy of being here, of being on the earth. The animal or spirit guide who helped you take this journey is with you once again with a final message, a final gift for you to carry with you from this solstice awakening and celebration into your current incarnation here on the planet. So listen, let this final gift be given. Thank your guide for being present with you and giving you this love. And then give yourself another moment to just be with the party, be with the friends, be with the fun. Then feel yourself begin to dissolve again. Dissolve back into that fluid, that water of life that pours back through the earth to the river of time. Which carries you back to your current location in the flow of Earth existence, where you come back up through the Earth and rejoin your physical body in the here and the now. Take a deep breath. Calling all your energy back up through the roots and into your body. Feeling full of the cleanliness, the love, the power, the fires of life and the waters of life filling you up. Your creation center fully revitalized, filling you up. Ready now to be here now. Let your being wiggle your toes, roll your shoulders, clench and unclench your muscles, fitting back into your body, coming to a place where you can open your eyes, take a look around you. Welcome back. Welcome back. We say thank you. Thank you to Mother Earth for holding us while we were here. Thank you to the guardians of the four directions who've been present with us and helped us remember the medicines that belong to our own unique expression. Thank you to Father Sky and all of our soul family, our star family that have been always available to us, and we're here with us today as we did this journey. And thank you to our own inner child within, willing to participate and enjoy all these different gifts of life. Thank you for taking this journey with me. I hope your solstice celebration brings you all the light you could ask for in your life today. Namaste.